For most newcomers to London, flat sharing is the best option. This is primarily for financial reasons. London is so expensive that it is very difficult to find an affordable flat in living conditions, be it for just one person or even a couple. But also from a social point of view, sharing with other people in a similar situation to your own can be a priceless source of advice and support. Speak Up spoke to Emily Hassler, who moved to London to start a new job and who now lives in Brixton in South London, with two other women. We began by asking her what to take into consideration when looking for a shared flat.
There are lots of things to look out for when you're searching for a place to live. Sometimes these are to do with the other people you'd be living with. Make sure you do feel comfortable living with them and that you think you'll get on, because otherwise you sign up to a contract and you're not going to be able to leave and you're going to be stuck there. Also, looking at the state of the accommodation itself and the facilities, and making sure that you know what's included in your rent, whether that includes bills or if it's just the accommodation itself.
So what makes a good flat share? Hassler says that it starts with respect and understanding.
The rules of flat sharing are about compromise and making sure that everyone is respecting the accommodation that you're in. There's going to be shared spaces, at least a bathroom and a kitchen, possibly a living area as well. And it can be difficult to make sure that everyone's doing their fair bit of cleaning and chores. So, for instance, I had to negotiate with some people that I lived with about the bins because they didn't have recycling. So I made sure that we started doing some recycling so the bin wasn't full all the time. So I think you have to be respectful towards the space, respectful towards the other people and their privacy.
And it is always better to go through reputable channels, says Hassler, and not be persuaded by cheaper, potentially fraudulent deals.
It's also important to be aware when you're looking for a flat share of some of the problems that can come up, scams and things like that, and unsafe places to be involved with. So it's really important when you're looking that you use a reputable lettings agent and that you have a contract and that all the normal steps have gone through. And just be cautious because there are some disreputable people out there. And I would always say that, you know, you're best renting through a lettings agent rather than going directly to a private landlord, because you'll have more protection that way.